This occasion is by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 1-9-23. The name of the patient is Francine Glaser, G-L-A-S-E-R. First name Francine, F-R-A-N-C-I-N-E. This is a treadmill exercise stress test, CardioCare Associates letterhead file, EST space Glaser space F. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination 1-9-23. Referring physician, Jessica Natale, N-A-T-A-L-E. D.O., performing physician, Sharon Armes, M.D., new paragraph, clinical indication, 29-year-old female with history of infection with COVID-19 and palpitations, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, colon, normal sinus rhythm, period, baseline blood pressure, colon, 110 over 80, period, baseline heart rate, colon, 93 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 10 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 175, parentheses, 92% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 156 over 77 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 27300, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, period, new paragraph. Patient did not experience any palpitations. Correction, the patient did not experience any chest pain, dyspnea, or dyspnea during stress. At one point, she complained of palpitations, but rhythm with sinus without extrasystoles. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 112 over 76 and a heart rate of 99 at the end of the recovery period. There were no extrasystoles during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph conclusions. One normal ECG portion of treadmill exercise stress test to 92% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dyspnea during stress or the recovery period. She transiently complained of palpitations, which did not occur during, did not coincide with extrasystoles and occur during sinus rhythm. Four, the patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise. Five, there were no extrasystoles noted during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, M.D.